Okay, so when you're 14, 15 years old, you're thinking, I'd like to have my comic strips purchased by newspapers. If you were thinking that, when did you submit your first comic strip?
I submitted my first comic strip when I was 16 years old. Sent it to all the syndicates. Of course, it was immediately rejected by all the syndicates because it wasn't any good. But that was the first time. I was a student of comic strips. I collected comic books. I still have 2,000 of my comic books from childhood. I would buy out-of-town newspapers. There was a big newsstand down on Tulsa that had papers from all the country. I'd buy those and cut the comic strips out and look at them. And one little anecdote, when I was in high school, there was the dreaded junior theme. You were supposed to spend an entire year researching a subject and then write about a 40-page theme on it. Well, I waited till a week before it was due and just sat down and wrote it out of my head about comics and cartoons, and I got an A-plus on a commendation. I was an encyclopedia. I just studied and studied and studied this stuff. I didn't particularly know I was going to do it someday. I was just fascinated by it. If I was interested in something, I could learn it. If I wasn't interested in something, I had trouble learning it. But anyway, I still have that junior theme with my A-plus on it.
What was your first comic strip about?
As I recall, it was about a little policeman, a little officer.
At that age, you were reading other comic strips. What comic strips were you fascinated by?
I loved Dick Tracy. I loved all the shooting and the violence and the weird villains and the humor in it. I liked the work of Roy Crane, who did Buzz Sawyer. And I loved the Donald Duck and Uncle Scrooge comics done by Karl Marx. Those were my three comic heroes. I liked other things, but those were the ones I liked the most. And I was able, fortunately, to meet all three of those fellows later in life.
Let's talk about that in a little bit here.
Okay.
So you went on to TU and you got a degree at TU, did you?
Yes.
And that was in cartooning, right?
Well, no, it was just a liberal arts degree, but I specialized in commercial art. That was the closest thing I could get to what I was really interested in. And in my house, my family, it was just assumed without ever even discussing it that you went to college. High school was not the end of your education. College was. It was just an extension. So I went. And my dad, being on the faculty kids got to go for free except for the cost of fees and so forth, which is what I recall is about $30 a semester. So that was nice. My grandfather had 7 grandchildren. This will tell you how long ago it was. He wanted all his grandchildren to go to college, so he set aside $1,000 a year for college. That's how much things have changed. Well, I lived at home, and it didn't cost anything to go to college, so I had $1,000 a year spending money, which is like about $5,000 now. So that's about as much in clover as I've ever been in my life.
At TU, then, were you called upon for your cartooning talent at school?
Well, I still did cartoons in the yearbook, I think. Kind of vague memories. I was in college and sort of goofing off and that kind of thing, but still drawing cartoons and still interested in them. But I don't think it was as vivid and strong as it was when I was younger, because now I was out in the world. I had my own car and I could do more things, but I was still interested in it.
What year did you graduate from TU?
1960.